Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday to everybody. A few minutes past 4 p.m. Our buddy Bo Matthews hanging out with us. Going to play some Halfwits.
I can't wait. I always enjoy the invitation, and then once I'm coming down here, I'm like,
why did I do this?
Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
But, you know what? It's good to see you guys.
Yeah. Good to see you, too.
Yeah. Hang out with you. Of course, I saw traffic going against the grain, going south on 55. I'm like, oh, why am I doing this? That's okay. I got my helicopter.
Well, how are things out on the compound?
Good. I was out just brush hogging this afternoon. And,
of course you were.
Dropped a tree and cleaned it up.
And, yeah. You're not feeling manly enough, and you're like, I'm going to go out and just move some crap around.
Why don't you come on out and join me? I could use an extra set of hands.
You know what? That sounds so good. It really does. I grew up working on the farm. I grew up next to a huge farm and started working there when I was about 14 years old. And I miss going home from work and being sore. I know that sounds crazy.
Absolutely.
And if I did it, I would bitch. But but back when I was a teenager and you would like come home sunburned and you're sore, and but you earned money. You're 14 years old. You earned money. And I could tell my mom and dad looked at me differently, get you a big glass of Weiler's lemonade. That was pretty cool.
I had a friend that I could only hang out with on the weekends when his dad was splitting firewood and we would have to stack it. And every day, of course, I want to hang out with my buddy. And every time I was like, I am never heating with wood ever. This is stupid. I hate with wood.
I remember.
To this day.
And my buddy Brad Wells, who's the police chief in Wood River now, we went riding our bikes looking for work and ran across a guy baling hay.
Yeah.
And we're 12, 13 years old. Can you imagine? 12, 13 years old. Pulled
Let's
up and
go
asked
find
if they
a job.
Work. Right. And he's, I don't remember what it was, $1 an hour, $3 an hour, something like that. But it was, to us, it was a fortune.
Absolutely.
And, but we did it with short sleeves. And if you've if you've ever baled hay.
Yeah.
That's some work, man.
Break out the aloe at the end of the day.
If you've never bucked hay, you just haven't lived.
That's right.
Stacking it and.
Not a fan. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I've done it, though.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have
no hay experience.
No hay experience. Bo will hook you up.
Do you have any outdoor experience?
Oh, my God. It's all I have. Just no hay.
Sitting watching a ball game, but I'm talking about working.
Yeah. No, I.
Come on, Will.
I used to cut the grass for my dad.
Oh, jeez.
Man, boy.
Weed whacker.
Oh, no.
He just called you a weed whacker. let me explain the Halfwits game to people who are tuning in for the first time for it. So it's just basically a trivia game. The only difference is we have the boof and the double boof. If I ask a question, Wheeler doesn't know it, but he's pretty sure Bo doesn't know it. He can buzz in with his name and send it over to Bo. And if he's right, then Bo loses the points and Wheeler gets them. And then in the second round, we have the double, where if the same thing happened, Bo could send it right back to Wheeler or to one of the other players.
Hold on. So, is Wheels my competitor?
No,
we're all competitors.
Everybody.
There's four of us. We're all competitors.
Everybody. So if I ask a question and you don't know the answer, but it's a pretty tough one, you can buzz in with Bo, send it to them, and if you're right and they don't know it, you get the points.
But I can send it to anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody.
Okay,
yeah.
Except Dave, because he's the master of ceremonies.
Oh, okay.
And I got the answers, so.
Well, that's helpful. Okay. Rachel, are you in on it?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's a four-person free-for-all,
Rach
is our
wins.
Reigning champion.
Okay, everything's worth 5 points. Here we go. What flagship menu item first put today's second-largest fast food burger chain in the world?
Wheeler. Whopper.
Nice.
Are you cheating?
No, how that would I cheat? Like-
Wow, that's impressive.
That's
I saw him rustling through your things.
That's oddly impressive. What is the name of the fermented cabbage dish that is a staple
Andrew.
In
Bo.
Andrew?
Ooh. Kimchi.
Kimchi.
Wow.
I loathe kimchi.
Me too.
I like
disgusting.
It.
Disgusting.
Do you really like it?
Yeah.
It smells so bad.
Isn't there anchovies in it? I think so.
No.
Sardine juice.
It's
Boy, it tastes like it
just,
has it.
I think it's just like
spoiled
heavily
cabbage.
Fermented cabbage. Yeah.
I have a feeling Bo's going to know this one. What dish... featuring minced meat, onions, and oatmeal is the national dish of Scotland.
What? Bo? Minced meat pie?
No. Anybody else?
Andrew.
Yeah.
Shepherd's pie?
No.
Oh, can I go again? I can't go again.
No. You can because you're Bo Matthews.
But it's double the loss
but it's
if you're
double
wrong.
Double the loss.
No, I'll go ahead.
Okay.
Then.
Nobody?
Nope.
Haggis.
Oh,
haggis was like liver or something.
Actually, I think it's like... sheep stomach filled with all that stuff.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Oh, delicious.
But it's clearly the national dish of Scotland.
Why are we listing all the gross foods?
No. Here we go. In what year, within 5 years, in what year did the Titanic sink?
Ooh, Bo.
Yeah.
1911?
1912.
Ooh, hey, good job. Good.
Within 5 years.
I was going to say it's been 82 years.
Tied for the minus, yeah, lead with wheels. What is the largest island in the Mediterranean Sea?
Andrew.
Yeah.
Sicily.
Ooh.
Good call.
Nice.
That's impressive.
That is impressive.
That's a smart guy.
Yeah, good job, smart guy.
Guess who gets these questions for me, though?
Yeah, that's the other suspicious thing.
It's getting kicked by the boot.
Yes, it is. What was Princess Diana's maiden name?
Ooh.
Rachel.
Yes.
Spencer.
Very good.
Wow.
Good. The crown. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say Wales.
Wales. That's like a British person saying wheels.
Wales.
I thought it was a fat joke. I was like,
no, Wheeler. No, the Princess of Wales.
Diana Wheeler.
She is dead. Okay, the answer to this clue, the answer to this is one single letter. What is the chemical symbol for oxygen?
Bo.
Yeah.
O.
In the lead.
Ding, we're all ding. Like, is this a trick question?
Right.
Yeah.
Which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo? What is
Bo?
The, yeah.
Jaguar.
Nope.
No, that's for Jaguar.
On the Porsche logo,
thanks,
it
Andrew.
Is.
Got buzz in.
I know. I'm not deciding whether I want to. I'm going to pass.
Okay.
Wheels.
I can't right. do that.
Oh.
Oh, it you is, can't be the. You got to be the first one to
that's
do
right.
it.
That, yeah, that's okay. true. That's,
it forgot. Is a horse.
I was going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird because Ferrari's a horse.
Yeah.
So you would have thought they would have found something
and
different.
And Mustang is also a horse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that guy in the Mustang ahead of me today.
Mm. Oh, do tell.
Oh, he was in like a 2006 Mustang, which was, first of all, problem. And he was just flooring it at every green. It's like, dude, come on.
Right, right.
I had a road rage incident today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, get this. So I'm turning left, and the person in front of me in a Range Rover, look at me judging people by what they drive,
Range
was
Rover.
Looking down, and we got the turn signal. And I didn't honk until it turned yellow. Now, I just gave him this one, but in the Rubicon, it's more like,
Rrrk. Right.
And so the guy looks up, and we don't make it. Neither of us get to turn. Then we go down Hanley Road, and 2 or 3 miles, right next to each other. I don't even, you know, no beef, just like you're sitting there looking at your phone. And then he turns right onto 40, and I go straight, and he honks and flips me off as he's exiting. What kind of a punk move is
what?
That?
Yeah, I was gonna say, that is the cowardly road rage.
Yeah, sure.
Not
is.
That any of them are good, but.
Well, what?
Guy's a wiener.
Why was he holding on to it for so long?
I guess just anytime you honk at somebody, even though he was. I mean,
he was
knew,
wrong.
He
yeah.
knew what happened.
Yeah.
He looked up and it was yellow and he started to go and he had to stop. And here's the wave solves every problem.
It does.
Yes, it does.
Yep. The acknowledgement
yes, it does.
That I goofed up.
Give me a little one of these and we're good.
Yep.
How within four, how many ribs are in a human body?
Andrew.
Yeah. 12. No, don't count them.
12.
What?
I can't feel these anyway.
Oh, that's a good point. It's an excellent point.
How many abs in a human body, Andrew?
Oh,
one
hello.
Big one.
My case, one.
One, well, big,
yeah, one
ab.
Big one.
You got a one pack.
Yeah.
So, did we get an answer?
No, we didn't.
No.
Bo.
Yes.
10?
Nope.
Ooh. Dang.
Nobody? 24.
Yeah, because they're front and back. Front and back.
Oh.
Ow. So, I was right,
then
technically.
Back ribs. Forgot about those.
Where did Winnie the Pooh...
Rachel. 100 Acre Woods.
Sorry.
I should have waited for longer the question.
Where did Winnie the Pooh like to be scratched? No, it is the 100 Acre
oh,
Woods.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, no oh, way.
So you get it.
Oh, my goodness.
Within five, in what year did the first Walt Disney World park open in Florida?
Andrew.
Yes.
Boy, was it like 1950?
No, sir.
Bo.
Yes.
62?
No.
Oh.
Wheeler, 1970.
No. 71.
Ooh.
What?
It was close it. To when I was born. It was close.
And yeah. I went in 74 when I was 10 years old, so that park would have been brand shiny
yeah,
new.
Yeah, you wow. got to see it when it
which
was.
Which I didn't even
yeah. didn't
register at 10
yeah.
years old, yeah. What is the most commonly spoken language in the entire world?
Andrew.
Yeah.
Is it still Mandarin?
It is still Mandarin.
Whoa.
Look at this guy. He's got like the... genius answers on everything.
Round two, the double boof is on, although no one's used the boof. It's the whole point of the game. Who holds the title of top scorer of all time in NCAA Division I basketball?
Andrew.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan?
No.
No, I am Wheeler, but I want a point of clarification.
You say I am Wheeler?
All men and women together?
That's not in the question.
You're the sports guy.
NCAA well, I know, Division but like, I. If we're counting them together, there's a different answer than if we're counting them separately. It's Pete Maravich if we're counting the men, and it's Caitlin Clark if we're counting the, both.
I'm taking away 5 points for attitude.
Ooh. How can I double boof him?
Be my guest.
I guess I don't understand.
Caitlin Clark.
Okay.
So you are on the right track.
Yeah.
Which country is known as the land of the rising sun?
Rachel.
Oh, for the love of
it's Japan.
Jeez.
My birthplace.
You were born in Japan?
I was.
Were you a military kid?
Do you get anything for that?
No.
Like no sort of like double citizenship?
I heard that I did, but I never used it. Actually, it wasn't until the tsunami in like 2011-12 where when I realized, I never looked at a map, that Misawa Air Force Base was on the northern part of the island. I didn't even know that. I was like, oh, that's where I was born. Because that was like
so
staging
cool.
area.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I don't remember any of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Anyway.
Would you accept it if you could get double citizenship and get some swag or something?
Oh, of course. Why not?
Yeah. Why not?
Why wouldn't you? I mean, don't you have a dual citizenship with Canada?
Me?
Yeah.
No, why would I?
I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You're not one of the celebrities that said I'm out of here if Biden wins or Trump wins? Or
no. if either one of them win, I might leave.
Boy. Okay.
Let them both win. Who cares?
That's a movie right there. Like,
yeah.
Co-presidencies.
My two presidents.
In a world. Which planet in our solar system has the most moons?
Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Neptune?
No.
It's Wheeler. Jupiter.
Where girls are stupider.
Good job. It's boys.
He's on his phone. No, did you find that on your phone?
No, I'm texting.
Okay.
So, well, don't let us get in your way.
Can't wait.
You're not
to
my partner, man.
Get out of here.
Hey, I still got the answer, right?
Don't let the show stop you.
Yeah,
from
this show is so stupid.
The answer was no. By the way, that was the text. No.
What does BMW stand for in English?
Andrew, big motor wheels.
Bo.
Yeah.
British Motor Works.
Close, but no.
Dang it.
Yeah.
You got Motor Works,
right?
Motor
Works is right.
Oh, it's the other B country.
Anybody? Bavarian.
Bavarian, yeah, because it's German.
Within 10 years, in what year was the first birth control pill made available to the public in the U.S.?
Andrew.
Bo.
Andrew.
Oh, Andrew,
Bo.
Sorry.
Bo was first.
Okay, Bo.
57?
Yes, 1960.
Ooh, good call.
Nice.
Didn't work on my mom.
Yeah. That's a hell of a brag right there.
You know what? Too much information.
By the year he was born.
Bo's like, couldn't stop me.
My mom couldn't tolerate it, which is the only reason I'm here.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Really?
No, she tried. Trust me.
You're not an oops baby?
No, she tried everything to keep me out of this world.
That's great.
Christmas trees and the pill. Always made my mom sick. Go figure. The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes was written by which writer? Remember, you can boof.
Oh, Andrew, you know this, don't you?
Yeah, I did at one point.
Wheeler. I'll give it to you.
Yeah, thank you.
No, I'm not.
I'll take it.
Sir Conan Doyle.
There we go.
Three questions
left.
Andrew
question.
That guy.
Tell you.
What is celebrated on February 2nd and is also a film?
Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wanted to say Casablanca, but there's no way that's right, because that's not a day.
We have
Wheeler.
Casablanca. Boof
to Wheeler. Boof to Wheeler.
I'm turning the boof over to Rachel.
Rach, what is celebrated on February 2nd and is also a film?
Casablanca. And is also a film.
This is not that hard.
Really?
You guys are overthinking
2nd.
It.
February
2nd. Oh,
otherwise known as?
We hate it.
We hate it?
Yeah, every year we complain about it.
I don't know.
It involves a hog.
Oh, Groundhog's Day.
Right. Yeah. You don't get that because I gave you the
hint.
Well,
thanks for the hint.
Yeah. I thought of it as soon as I boofed
What is the longest running American animated television
Andrew.
Show? Yes.
Simpsons.
Very good. Andrew and Bo are tied at 20. Rach and Wheeler are tied at 10. Watch your answers on this one. Where in the human body is the smallest bone?
Andrew.
Yes.
Is it the toe?
No, sir.
Okay.
Boof to Rachel?
Okay.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. You can't.
Oh.
Yeah.
But someone else can answer.
Oh. You got it?
Nope.
Nobody? The ear.
There's a bone in my ear?
Tiny little bone.
Oh, yeah. That's the part that helps to hear.
You sounded drunk just now.
That's the part that helps to hear.
It is Friday.
It's the ear part.
Yeah.
Two more questions.
Okay.
Area 51 is located in which state?
Wheeler, Nevada.
Very good. Tie between Wheeler and Bo. Last question.
Is it just between Wheels and Bo?
Nope. You guys can go too, because it could be a three-way tie.
Okay.
Who is the actress, living or dead, with the longest-running television career?
Bo.
Yes.
Betty White.
And that's a win.
Wow!
Yeah, baby.
Great job!
Look at that.
God rest her soul.